Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz. Today we are continuing in the 8th chapter of Maseches Sota. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Hey and Vav. So we've been speaking of the instructions given to the troops before battle and who is sent home because of other obligations. And we now say in Mishnah Hey, Vayasu Hashotrim Ladabar El Ha'am. And the officers continue, or they add on, speaking to the nation. So what do they add on? The Bar Noach clarifies, Al Divrei Kohen, to that which the Kohen had said. The Amru, and these officers say, Mi ha'ish ha'yare, barach ha'levav, yelech v'yashav l'beiso. So it's a pasuk in the Torah. He says, who is the man who's afraid, who's weak-hearted? Let him go and return to his house. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, ha'yare v'rach ha'levav, somebody who is weak, faint-hearted, scared, k'mashma'o. It's to be understood in its normal, usual sense. She'eno yachol lamod v'kishrei ha'milchama v'laros cherev shlufa. Somebody who just doesn't have the constitution to withstand the rigors of battle, and he can't stand the sight of a drawn sword. Rabbi Yossi Haglili Omer, Rabbi Yossi Haglili says, Hayari v'rach ha'levav, somebody who is scared and faint-hearted, zehu misyare min ha'averis shebiyado. This is somebody who's scared of the sins that he has. So he's afraid that because of his sins, he's going to be subject to punishment. He might die in battle as a consequence. Lefikach, talsalo ha-Torah es ko'elu. So that's why the Torah speaks of all these things together. It ties them together in one neat little package. Sheyachzer biglolon, so that he could go back on account of them. In other words, that he shouldn't have to say, I'm scared that I'm going to die because of my sins. Rather, he could say, oh yeah, I have a vineyard, and he can get out on that excuse. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, so not Rabbi Yossi Haglili who we just had, but the Tana who just goes by Rabbi Yossi, he says, Amana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalusa l'kohen hedyot, mamzeres unasina l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael l'mamzer ulanasin, harehu hayari v'rach halevav. So he says that a kohen gadol who's married to a widow, which is not allowed, a regular kohen who's married to a divorcee or a woman who performed chalitza to get out of a yibum situation, he's not allowed to marry her. A Jew who marries a mamzeres or an asina, which is the offspring of a forbidden relationship, or someone from the Gibeonite nation, or a Jewess who married a mamzer or an asin. So if any of these people are in the army, harehu hayari v'rach halevav, that's what it means, someone who's faint-hearted and scared. And we'll see in Bar Noro why that is. And in fact, let us proceed immediately to the Bar Noro. So we said in the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yossi HaGlili says that yarei v'rach levav refers to somebody who's scared because of the sins that he has. So lefikach, therefore, halsalo ha-Torah es ko'elu. The Torah combines all of these things together. So the Bar Noro says, shahayari zehu yarei m'averu shibiyado, someone who's scared is scared of the sins that he has. Talsa Torah vibona v'notea v'ires lachzer biglalan. So the Torah combines his situation alongside those of someone who built a house or planted a vineyard or betrothed a woman so that he could return for one of these excuses. K'dei sheyitlu b'kach hachazara v'lo yisvayish lamar alav m'averes shebiyado hu yare v'chozer. So that way others will assume that he's returning for one of these other reasons, and he won't be embarrassed to say publicly that he has sins that cause him to be afraid that he's going to die. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Amana l'kohen gadol, etc. So in response to this, Rabbi Yossi gave us a list of different forbidden marriages. Rabbi Yossi Haglili, afilu avar al divrei sofrim choser. According to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who is the one who first mentioned this idea of being scared of one's sins, one would return even if he only violated rabbinic sins. Rabbi Yossi, ad sheyavar al divrei Torah. But Rabbi Yossi, the third opinion in our Mishnah, while he agrees that it refers to sins, he would say that someone only goes back if they violated actual Torah prohibitions, dum yud amana l'kohen gadol, such as a Kohen Gadol who married a widow, and all these other forbidden relationships. So there's the difference of opinion, and there's the relevance of this clause to our topic, that Rabbi Yossi Haglili would say, even if one violates rabbinic prohibitions, whereas Rabbi Yossi, not Haglili, would say, only if one violates biblical prohibitions. Let us now continue with Mishnah Vav. So it now continues with more psukim from the Torah. V'hayu kekalas hashotrim ladaber el ha'am, ufaktu sarei tzva'os barosh ha'am. So when they would conclude speaking. When the officers finished addressing the army, they would appoint captains at the head of the army. And the Mishnah continues, Uba Kevo Shaham, and they also appointed them to the back of the army, so not just at the front, but also at the rear. Ma'amidim Zekithin Lifnehem, they put strong, powerful people in front of them, Va'acherim Machorehem, and others in the back. Ukashilin Shel Barzo B'yedehen, and they had iron axes in their hands. V'choham Avakesh Lachzor, Harishus B'yado L'kafeach Es Shokav, and if somebody tried to run away, they had permission to hit him in the legs with them. Why were they allowed to do this to keep people from running away? Shetchilas nisa nefila. Because when people run away, that's the first step in being defeated in battle. Shenemar, and it quotes us a pasuk from Shmuel Aleph. Nas Yisrael lifnei plishtim, v'gam magefa gedola haisa ba'am. So it says that the Jews ran away from the Philistines, and there was a big destruction, that they were struck down heavily. Ulahalan hu omer, and another pasuk also from Shmuel Aleph, but much further on. V'anusu anshe Yisrael mipnei plishtim, v'yiplu chalalim. And the pasuk there also says that they ran away from the plishtim, and they fell in great numbers there as well. So we see that running away leads to defeats. People get disheartened, and we don't want people to abscond from the battleground and dishearten the others, so therefore those who are trying to run away are stopped from doing so. A couple of quick Bartonuros. The Torah tells us that captains were appointed Barosh Ha'am, at the head of the nation, and the Mishnah adds Uba Kevo Shel Ha'am, at the heel of the nation, and the Bartonur clarifies Besofo Shel Ha'am, at the end of the nation. Shemeshamim Shelo Yechazru Ha'achronim L'Achorehem Lenus. So he explains that the ones who were behind were placed there to keep people in the back from running away. Zekifim, who were these Zekifim who were placed in front? Giburim Amunim L'Kach She'im Yipo Echad Min HaNelchamim Yamiduhu Mizakfuhu. So these were strong people who were appointed for this job, so that if somebody fell in battle, they could pick him up and they could support him. V'Acherim Achorehem Ukshilin Shel Barzel B'Yadehem, and there were others in the back with iron axes in their hands, Lishmor Shelo Yunusu, in order to prevent the people from running away. So that's the situation, and that's also the end of the Mishnah. So join us tomorrow when we will conclude Mishnah Zion of Perek Ches and begin Perek Tes with Mishnah Aleph.